the malaria vaccines that are currently being pursued outside of this transmission-blocking vaccine concept, they are targeted towards different stages of the parasite life cycle. The most advanced malaria vaccine right now, the RTSS vaccine, is targeted toward the prevention of liver stage infection by malaria sporozoites. And the other vaccines that had preceded this were targeting the blood stages of the parasite. The manifestation of malaria occurs during red blood cell invasion and rupture, and so vaccines targeted to the blood stages would be curative, so it would reduce the symptomology for this disease.
And what about a transmission-blocking vaccine?
Now, transmission-blocking vaccines, that's about 10 years or so ago that the concept was first introduced, a little bit longer than that, actually. This transmission-blocking vaccine concept prevents infection of non-infected humans through the bite of a mosquito. So transmission of a malaria parasite occurs when a mosquito bites an infected human individual, right? And the parasite develops in the mosquito, and then when it is fully developed and it sits in the salivary glands of the mosquito, that mosquito then transmits it, the parasite, to a naive, uninfected human host. Transmission-blocking vaccines prevents that from happening. And so as a concept for a vaccine, it is not targeted to protect the vaccinee directly, but more so the population that we do not see during a vaccination campaign, that population that isn't sick with malaria, but is at risk of acquiring malaria from infected individuals through the bites of mosquitoes.
It almost sounds like you're turning the mosquito from something that has very serious consequences to something that's just annoying.
It's pretty much that, exactly. We're not after trying to eradicate mosquitoes, right? But we're actually just trying to make them less harmful to us. In this case, they won't be carrying the malaria parasite. So while they still will be feeding on humans, and if they feed on an infected human who is immunized, they can take up the parasite, but the parasite development stops dead cold in the mosquito. And so the mosquito goes on with its life, and it may bite another individual, but that individual is protected.
So how would such a vaccine work? What does it contain that would allow it to work in that fashion?
There are several different transmission-blocking vaccine candidates. Right now, there's probably two transmission-blocking vaccine candidates a lot further along than mine. And these two vaccines target a surface protein on the ookinete stage. This stage is the one that actually invades the mosquito midgut. Okay, these transmission-blocking vaccines also can block parasite transmission from infected human host to another infected human host. Now, our vaccine, just to be clear, is not targeting the parasite. We are targeting a mosquito molecule. So the vaccine is intended to generate antibodies in the immunized individual that, when taken up into the mosquito, along with the parasites in the blood, these antibodies will mask the molecule in the mosquito that the parasite needs to invade. If the parasite cannot see it, it cannot invade. However, we still have a lot more work to do to really, really figure out the exact mechanism of action of these antibodies.
How far down the road do you think it might be before you know whether this would really work?
Right now, the general idea is we are going to do some feasibility studies. These are very early preclinical studies with this vaccine candidate. Try and determine, can we make enough of this antigen to actually move into clinical trials? And the idea is, if we have this process already identified, we can scale up quite easily from then. So in the next 2 years, over the next 2 years, 18 to 24 months, we are determining the optimal conditions for expression of this antigen. And hopefully, if all goes well, in the next 2 years after that, we will move towards clinical trials.